We begin our call this morning with the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Sean McGowan. Good morning, Coach Mack.
Hello, Rob.
Hey, I got you. Good morning, Coach Mack.
Rob, how you doing?
I'm good. Congratulations. 14 straight years seeing your name come up as the FCS playoff bracket. It was revealed yesterday. Just kind of talk about the emotion for your guys when you saw that happen.
Well, there was an eruption in the locker room. Haven't had that type of reaction in a long, long time, because for some of those sitting there, we had an idea where we'd be going and what we'd be doing. But yesterday we knew it was in somebody else's hands. And when that name came up on the board again, it just was an unbelievable amount of energy and electricity in that locker room. Kids, coaches, family members, everybody, trainers, they were just so excited for the opportunity to get a chance to play one more time.
What does that streak mean to you, the guys that come into your program that are trying to carry that tradition year after year?
Well, you know, we don't talk about it a whole lot, to be honest with you. We talk about what we have to do in each and every year, and in particular each and every week. And we usually talk about how things got to take care of themselves if you do what you're supposed to do. Fortunately, on Saturday, we didn't do what we wanted to do and what we believed we had to do, but we always felt that the product that we had put on the field during the season is going to give us an opportunity to be there. And that's all I talk to the kids about each year, doing that. Now, that being said, these kids don't put their hands in the sand. They're very proud of the fact that they're the group that extended the legacy. They're the group that extended the streak. You know, they don't want to be the guys that had what happened and how that happened when you had a position to take care of it. So it was very important to those kids, especially the seniors, that they got to carry on this tradition of in this streak of having the chance to play in the playoffs and go to the tournament.
We're here with New Hampshire head coach Sean McDonald. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. You touched on the fact a disappointing end of the regular season, that 15-0 loss at UAlbany. What do you feel like happened in that game, and what was the message to the team afterwards?
Well, the first thing that happened is that Albany was just what I thought they were. You know, they're a really good football team. And defensively, they played the game very well. They're in the top two in the conference, or top three in the conference defensively. They do what they have to stop the run, and then they pressured the quarterback and did a really good job with it. Their outstanding defensive end, Hoskins, you know, he's been giving us fits since he was a true freshman walking into this league. And we knew what we were getting into when we were going down there. Our kids had a good idea. They did their things better than we did our things on Saturday. And like I said after the game, my hat goes off to Greg, his staff, and his team. They got after us and beat us pretty good on Saturday afternoon.
We've got an immediate question in queue, if you'll get that for us, possible.
Your first question is from the line of David Driver with the Stanford Sun.
Good morning, Coach, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, how much do you know? Obviously, you started to look at Central Connecticut, really balanced on offense, looking at their numbers, about 185, both rushing and passing. What does that mean when a team is so balanced and you're facing somebody that you're maybe not as familiar with?
Well, you know, first thing it means that they got talented kids, you know, throughout the system. So they got to have a good quarterback, they got to have a good running back, good receivers. But again, anybody that knows what we truly believe in here, it starts up front in the offensive line. They got a good-sized offensive line. They got, you know, three kids over 300, another kid over 290. You know, their offensive line has given their quarterback, Jacob DeLaga, an opportunity to throw the ball. Their running backs, Cameron Nash and Drew Jean Gillane, they're really shifty and do some really good things. You know, so you see the talent on that side of the ball. Defensively, you know, they're an aggressive team. They do a great job of with a couple multiple fronts. They get after people. They cover people pretty well. They have a good scheme. And you know, we know this team. We've seen them on tape over the years. We played them a couple years ago. Know Pete, know Ryan McCarty, know their staff pretty well. Drew, these guys are good coaches, and it showed up on tape once we started watching it yesterday afternoon and last night.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Sean, obviously, Saturday offensively, as you mentioned, against a very strong UAlbany defense, you guys only 122 yards, not able to run the ball, and Trevor gets sacked 8 times. As you've gone back and looked at the film, what happened, and what are some of the things you're going to need to correct?
Well, you know, this is something that we've got to take a long look at, and what we're doing in the pass game, how we're going to attack people. They got after us protection-wise. He got sacked 8 times again, you know what I mean? And as you look at that, and when Trevor has time to set his feet and throw the football and put it places, his numbers are off the charts. The problem is that people see what's going on. They're coming after us. We're gonna look at some things and take care of it and do what we got to do. Just got to get some better play from our guys up front. I think we'll see a different looking offensive line on Saturday when we head into the Central Connecticut game.
How key with people getting after your quarterback? How key is it to try to get that running game going a little bit?
It's huge. It's huge. You know, and you've got to have something to offset it. And again, you know, we rush for somewhere around, you know, 51, 52 yards. And when Trevor ran a couple of run plays that were designed, another 8 or 10 that way, you know, we were banging our head against the wall a little bit, but wasn't completely discouraging. We have got to get back to playing a better pad level in the offensive line, a better pad level at the running back position, and make something happen there to take some pressure off the passing game.
Defensively, you guys played pretty well up at Auburn. You hold them to 265 yards. How did you feel like you played on that side of the ball?
You know, I thought we played pretty well. A couple plays we'd like to have back. You know, they hit a huge one against us. You know, they hit a 54-yard pass where, you know, our safety bit on the dig instead of staying in the deep third. You know, our two linebackers, Quinlan Dean and Jared Keel, played outstanding. They were all over the field. Really, really thought we played well enough defensively to give us an opportunity to win the game. They had a safety, and then they had a short field for a field goal. And, you know, but again, like Quinlan said after the game, they don't score, they don't win. So we didn't do a good enough job over there on that side of the ball either. So we got to find a way to make sure we improve and take care of that on Saturday.
You guys have been really good at home this season, 5-0, and have really been fairly dominant. How much does it help to be in Wildcat Stadium on Saturday?
Well, it helps an awful lot because it's familiar territory. I feel very comfortable playing here. Over the years, we've had success. This year, we've had a clean slate. But again, you know, you're in a whole new season now. When that 5-0 thing's erased, you're 0-0. You got the NEC champs coming up here. You got a team like Central Connecticut that can move the ball on the ground in the air. Their defense is stingy. You know, we got to take care of business at our house and sleep in a familiar bed on Friday night, which is good. But more importantly, better play with the way we've played up here.
Central Connecticut was a team that started out 0-3 and then rolled through that leg, come in with an 8-game win streak. As you said, you guys played them as just 2 years ago. How much does that play into your preparation? Does that help at all?
It helps, you know, because you have a familiarity with the guys. You know, and some of these guys that are seniors on this team that are 2 or 3 year starters, we kind of know. At the same time, they've tweaked their systems a little bit. They've got some different younger guys playing. You know, and it's the same with us. There's been some change. The big thing is this is a team that we know. You know, by recruiting, we know the kids they recruited, we've recruited. They're in the Northeast here, so we have a great idea, so we aren't completely blind to it. You know, we understand who they are and what they're doing. They've had an unbelievable run after the Youngstown game. They averaged 38 points a game on the offensive side of the ball in their 8 wins, only giving up 19. And as we've talked about, they're extremely well-balanced on the offensive side of the ball. So, you know, we got to get ready to play a very, very good football team coming up here on Saturday.
How much, I know every year is different, you got different guys than you had a year ago, but how much does the playoff experience and having been through that help you when you get into this tournament?
Well, it helps in the fact that the kids are familiar with the pattern of what we got, you know, on Monday through Friday. What it doesn't help is when you get to the game and you put your hand on the ground and if you haven't played in a playoff game. Fortunately, for most of our kids out there on the football field right now, they've been in a playoff game. You know, some of our younger kids that have not played it and were here and saw the Lehigh game last year. We're with us when we traveled with JMU. So they know what the expectations are and the level of preparation, the level of play that you got to have to win and move on. And if you don't, you lose and go home. So there's a lot of different things that take into play. I think our guys have seen it and have heard it. Now we're going to live it firsthand when they get out there Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then next Saturday.
Well, I let you go for the 4th straight year. 4 CAA teams make the playoff field. How much does the rigor of playing in this conference week in and week out help you when it comes to playoff time?
It's huge because when you get in our league and you play from top to bottom, you know, week in and week out for those 8 weeks, that you're going to be tested in so many different ways by so many good players, so many good coaches, so many good systems. You're going to play in venues that are so difficult to play in that when you have that opportunity to move on and play in this thing, I think you feel comfortable playing in that part of the league.
All right, Coach Mack, good luck on Saturday. Hopefully we talk again next Monday.
Okay, thanks, Rob. Have a great day.
All right, thank you. All right, you too.